Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. We are up to episode 88. How is everyone going? Right now, it is currently 7:01 p.m. I've noticed over the past few weeks that I've been recording so late, but today I've actually been super, super flat out. Like, I think the last time I ate was actually 10 a.m. So I'm so, so hungry, but I really wanted to get this podcast episode out for you guys and I'm feeling good. I've done a lot of hustle today. I'm just moving in such a positive direction personally and also professionally. There's just so much that I want to achieve in my business and so much value that I want to bring you all. So I've just been like keeping my head down and doing that all today and in fact the past couple of weeks. So yes, that's where I'm at. But I think after I record this podcast episode, I am actually going to switch off my laptop. I'm going to respond to a few DMs and then that's it. I'm just going to chill out, do my nighttime skin routine, which I've been loving. I'm obsessed with. And then, yeah, because I've just been looking at a screen all day. Anyway, I was thinking about this episode all of today, actually, because when I was thinking about, you know, how hard I'm working inside my business, how hard over the past few months, especially when COVID hit and we were all, well, I know for Australia and specifically where I live, Western Australia, where we were all isolated, I have really been working on my personal development. And I got a DM the other day and it was asking me like, how am I always so confident? How do I always show up? And don't get me wrong, and I think I show it a lot more, well, share it a lot more on the podcast, that I have my shit days. I have days where I'm angry. I have days where I don't want to show up. I'm really open with all of you here on the podcast when I have a bad week or a bad day. And it got me thinking, like, yes, I have those moments where I feel faltered or I feel like I don't have my shit together. But I've really, over the past couple of years and really over the past couple of months, been honing in on ways to step into my confidence, to step into my power so I can take back control of my life and who I want to be, and really just building a lot of self-trust and building, I guess, my intuition and believing in myself. Because one thing that I've learned in business is you've got to be fucking resilient and you've got to back yourself. You cannot doubt yourself, because the moment that you doubt yourself is the moment that you put out that energy and you start attracting all the things that, you know, are that create that doubt, and you're just self-sabotaging. And so that's one thing that I have been learning, and I have learned the hard way. But it just got me thinking, because a lot of the things that I coach on in both my membership platform, Woman Up Monthly, and especially with my one-on-one clients in the Confidence Collective, my six-week coaching program, a lot of the things, if not all of the things, I do myself and I perfect myself and I really get specific and break it down for myself before I coach and educate other females on it, because I want to know it works. I want to know it's effective. I want to know that it's actually going to get me into a state of confidence. It's going to get me into a state of control and power over my life. And like I said, most importantly, be able to trust myself, trust my path, trust the steps I take each day and the decisions that I make. Because I think it is so, so easy to get warped, have a warped perception of how you should be because of how social media is and how your friends might be and, you know, how you might have been brought up and all of that. And it's just so easy to get sucked into that. But I know, and I've seen not only with myself, but with all of my clients, the things that I've been doing over the past few months, over the past couple of years have really helped. And I thought that I did a bit of a brainstorm before I got onto the podcast and started recording today, because I really just wanted to share with you all these concepts and these lifestyle strategies, I guess, that I've been using, and I think that they will help all of you step into your confidence, step into your power, start trusting and believing in yourself. And one of the best and main techniques that I have shared with you all before, but I will swear by it every single day until I die, is visualization. And, you know, taking that a step further, acting as if with your visualization. So one thing I learned from a business mentor of mine when I was first starting my business is that obviously you need to show up, you need to have confidence, you need to believe in yourself. But one of the best things you can do is visualize who your higher self is. Visualize who, you know, the CEO of your company is. Who is she? So of course I'm speaking about this in my business terms and how it was applicable to me, but I want you to think about for yourself and how it can be applicable to you. And it was visualizing who this person was and who created this business that I am now running, and actually showing up, actually dressing as, you know, I would every day when I'm getting ready for my work, as I, how I would speak every time I'm on my story or interacting with potential clients or, you know, giving value. Like, who am I? Who is that person that is showing up? Who is that female empowerment coach? And I would visualize her. And that's something that has really helped me step into my power as a coach, step into my power as my own boss, and has helped me personally develop and believe in myself. So visualization and stepping into that actual visualization and acting as if, that has really helped me build confidence. And, you know, I think a lot of the time we can visualize who we want to be, but we don't actually take the steps to become that person. It's like when you're trying to manifest and you just say to the universe, oh, I would really love $1,000. And that's all you do. You don't actually put any aligned work behind that. You don't go seek out ways you can make money. You don't, you know, look in your cupboard to see if there's clothes that you can sell. You're just kind of expecting it to be handed to you. And that's not how the universe works. So it's like that. It's like, who do you want to be? And this, you know, in a business sense, in your relationships, in your current career, and start acting as if. So that is, you know, none of this is in order, but that is definitely something that has helped me step into my power. Another thing that I have been getting better at, and admittedly, I go through phases where I kind of do them and then I don't do them and then they work really well for me and then I just like forget about that, and that is affirmations. Not only saying them out loud, but for me, I find it really effective to journal my affirmations and kind of say it while I'm journaling and think it and feel into that. And I think I mentioned to you all last episode or maybe the episode before that I have currently been working on my money mindset. And it's been hard because there's been like certain blocks and limiting beliefs that I've had to, you know, kind of get over. But what has really helped me is journal different money associated affirmations and feel into that as I'm journaling. Journaling to me is very therapeutic. So I take my time. I don't rush it. I don't see it as a chore. And I've said this to clients, if you were starting to see journaling, because I get all my clients to journal, but if you were starting to see it as a chore, this is when we strip it back and we take a step back. And how can we, I guess, adjust it so it's not feeling like, oh, I have to do that today or I have to write it down. And I find it therapeutic in the ways I'm able to be in the present moment. I'm able to release any tension physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But yes, definitely affirmations. And one key tip that I would give you all here is creating your own affirmations. Yes, you can seek out, you know, on Google or on Pinterest or, you know, from mentors that you have, even me, like I'm sure that I've shared affirmations and journaling prompts on my story. But the key to having an affirmation resonate and work for you and be able to believe that is creating them yourself. Go go do a Google search, go find affirmations, whether it's for abundance, whether it's for your love life, whether it's for a new job, whatever it may be, but then create that affirmation as your own and feel in. The key to the affirmations is feeling into that and believing that. There's no good. Like, I just looked up, so I have some post-it notes of affirmations that I like to look at while I'm working and just kind of repeat to myself as I'm working. And one of them is, money flows easily to me. When I say that, it feels good. It resonates with me. It sits well with me. Whereas I've read some money affirmations and I'm like, okay, that just doesn't really do much for me. So that's a key there, is to create your own affirmations. But of course, you know, you can steal ideas from ones you see on the internet, you know, IG, Facebook, whatever it may be. But the key is to really manipulate it so it feels good for you. I guess stemming on from that is monitoring self-talk. Now, over the past couple of months, this has been a huge challenge for me. Challenge might be too much of a strong word, but it's been something that I've been struggling with over the past couple of months, because I think because I've been thrown out of my routine, because I've had to really adjust my life and navigate a new norm, like I spoke to you guys about last episode, for me, it's been really easy for negative thoughts and fearful thoughts to seep into my mind and for me to grab hold of that and to believe it. Because, you know, collectively, we're all feeling this energy of fear. We're all feeling this energy of anger and sadness. It just seems like there's one after another happening in the world. And so it's so much easier to feel into that, because you can feel that every single person is feeling into that at some degree. I'm sure every single person you know is feeling fear or sadness or anger or guilt or, you know, whatever it may be, a low vibrational emotion because of what's been happening over the past couple of months. And it's easy to feel into that. And I've noticed that I have definitely been guilty of doing this. I've been guilty of speaking badly to myself. And this is both on a physical sense when I'm looking in the mirror. And just a side note, since I've come back to Perth, I've been putting a lot of energy and time into my personal development, and now it's going onto my business. I haven't so much focused on my physical self, and I spoke to you guys about this in an episode. Now I'm starting to create time and energy for focusing on my physical self, and I'm starting to feel a lot better. So I did mention to you all that I was having a lot of bad self-talk. And from this is also why I've been working on my money mindset. I was having a lot of, you know, fearful talk around money and around business and all of this. So if it's anything that I can say to you, is to always be aware of what you are saying to yourself every day, because these thoughts, like, I think it's between 60 and 80,000 thoughts that we think a day. I know that's fucking crazy. But just think of what's the percentage of negativity coming from those thoughts, and to really monitor them. And for me, it's, you know, doing it yourself, but also having people around you that and being in an environment that's positive and healthy and will help you and uplift you. And I guess that's kind of another point to help with my confidence, and another point that's helped me step into my power, is being in positive environments and being around positive people and people who, as I said, uplift me and don't bring me down, or don't make me doubt myself, don't make me doubt my abilities, don't make me doubt my body, my business, any of that. And I was joking to a friend the other day, but I was saying, I think as I'm getting older, I feel like my patience and my tolerance is very, very thin. And I think, yeah, that can maybe be a bit of a bad thing, but I think it's also a good thing, because I don't want to settle for friendships and environments that are going to bring me down. And you shouldn't either. You should never tolerate having that negativity in your life. And it doesn't matter if it's a friend you've had for 10 years or a friend you've had for 10 days. It doesn't matter if it's your family members. And I've said this in previous episodes as well. Just because they are blood does not mean you should keep them around if they are bringing you down and they're not helping you, you know, become a better version of yourself. So I've definitely been more deliberate with who I have in my life and who I associate myself with. And when I'm around people that uplift me, like, I feel confident. I feel like I can be who I really want to be. I don't feel like I have to hide myself. I don't feel like I'm scared my friends are going to talk behind my back and any of that. So I think that's really important to note, to be able to step into your power and have confidence is, number one, the people in your life, but number two, the environment you are living in and the environment you work in and the environments that you put yourself in every single day. Another thing, I'm just looking at my piece of paper and I guess stemming from that, well, this is kind of in a flow, but one thing I should have mentioned before when it came to self-talk that I could stem from that is the comparison trap and breaking through that. So one of my favorite, I think it's actually my favorite module in my 6-week coaching program, the Confidence Collective, but I have a full-on module on the comparison trap, because we all get suckered into it. We all are victims of it. And I have actually, in the past few weeks, gone and done that module myself because I've needed a reminder of how to shake that. To become confident, to step into your power, to trust yourself, you need to stop comparing yourself to other people. You need to stop looking at who's on your newsfeed and saying, oh, they have a better body than me, or they have a better business, they have a better career, they have a better family. You know, why can't I have all of that? You need to stop doing that. And I know a lot of the time, and this is why I coach on this, because I know it's easier said than done, but I found a lot of the time when I really can't step into my own power and I really can't take control of my life, there is an element of the comparison trap. And for me, it can be different things at different time. It can be physical. It can be, you know, on a business sense. It can be in a status sense. And I think it's really important to note that has been one of the biggest changes that over the past few years that I have been making in my own life. And I think if that is something you struggle with, it's something to, first of all, journal and write why you were comparing yourself to these people, why you were putting them on a pedestal. What traits do they supposedly have, or what lives do they supposedly have that you envy and that you want? Are these lives attainable for you? Are there things that you can do to get there? And, you know, we have to be realistic with where we're at in life, where we're at physically. I think that's a big thing, is to be realistic. There's no point in being like, oh my God, I'm so jealous of this celebrity, this movie star. Well, is your choice in life to pursue and try to be a movie star? You know, and I know it sounds so funny and it's like, oh no, what the hell? Well, then it's like, okay, well, why are you comparing yourself to that person? I had to reteach myself this, but you should have a no bullshit filter when it comes to the comparison trap. And you should only work on improving and approving your own appearance. And that's one thing that I've been doing. And I don't mean, you know, you have to, you know, look a certain way and you have to be a certain way, but you should be, when it comes to your appearance, and this is specifically talking on, I guess, confidence, that, you know, this just sprung to mind that I've been doing, is you are allowed to do whatever you want to your body and to how you look and your physical appearance, as long as it makes you happy. And one thing, and I shared this with you guys, something that has been making me feel more confident in my skin is honestly my skincare routine. You know, I've been doing it for a couple of weeks now and I love doing it in the morning. I especially love my nighttime routine. It just makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. And that's what I mean about improving your appearance and just having your own approval. That's the only approval you need. You don't need your friends. You don't need people off social media. You don't need your romantic partner. You don't need your family. You only need to approve everything of who you are by yourself. I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. But, you know, that is one thing that has been making me feel good. And yes, you know, it's a tangible thing, but it has honestly been allowing me to step into my confidence. And, you know, I shared this with someone, the same person who, you know, sent me a DM and said, how are you always so confident? And it's these small things, you know, it's all of these things that I'm sharing with you all create the momentum to step into who I want to be, to step into this confident Jess and to trust myself. And a big, big thing that has made me trust myself, that has made me take control of my life, is question number one. This is like several different things in one topic, but question everything that I'm consuming. Don't always just take it off face value. Do my own research, educate myself, and also be willing to learn. Over the past year, I've been so willing and open to learn and understand different perspectives on so many different things from so many different people in my life, both professionally and both personally. And if it's anything I want you to take away from this podcast episode, is that I want you to be in a place where you question what you see, you educate yourself, you come up with your own stance and be comfortable, you know, stand in your power, be comfortable with what you are consuming, but always be willing to learn, always be willing to be better than who you are, because you deserve to be that person. You deserve to learn more. You deserve to educate yourself on different opinions and different perspectives. And I did a podcast episode on how important that is. And I cannot tell you how much more growth, especially personally, I've done when I've really stepped into that role. And I know it's so easy to get stuck in your ways and get stuck in a certain mindset and think you're right or think you know everything. But even if you listen back to my first 20, 30 episodes in comparison to now, like I've changed so much, and there may be things that conflict, but it's because I've taught myself. It's because I've been willing to learn different ways and take on different perspectives and, you know, teach it if it resonates with me and it works for me. But I think that is such an important point, and I want you to just hone in on that and think, how am I educating myself every single week? How am I being willing to open up to a different world? Stop being so closed-minded. You know, when I allowed myself to open up, I've always been a pretty open-minded person, but when I really allowed myself to really take on as many perspectives, as many opinions as possible, it doesn't mean you need to believe in them. It doesn't mean you need to agree in them. But your mind opens because you can see this 360 degree view rather than like a 180 or a 90 degree view. And, you know, you are more receptive to different ways of the world and taking that in and different ways of learning. But that's been huge for me to, you know, step in and control my life and step into my power and become a better version of myself and help back up why I should trust myself and why I should trust my abilities. That's just been, yeah, groundbreaking for me. And I think the last thing that I'm gonna leave you all with, it's kind of two things in one, but number one is refuse to give up on yourself. I know this can sound like such a cliche thing and it's like, oh yeah, obviously, but honestly, there have been many moments where, you know, in the past and even recently, where I'm like, oh, I just want to give up, like this is too hard, or I don't believe in myself. But then I remember all the things that I've shared with you, and I remember how far I've come, and I remember all the progress I've made. And I promise you, and I've seen this meme like ages and ages ago, you've probably seen it as well, like by ages I mean like years ago, and it's like, you have gotten through 100% of your bad days from where you are. And like, I think that is so true. So as cliche as it may sound, do not give up on yourself. And then the second point to that is always have gratitude. Always find something to be grateful for. Always remember there is gratitude everywhere you want to look. You can be as generic as I'm so thankful for the bed in I slept in last night, to I am so grateful that I received this DM from this random stranger today, et cetera, et cetera. So don't give up on yourself. Refuse. In fact, refuse to give up on yourself, and always practice gratitude. It is so important. But I'm going to leave you with all of that. As always, I would love, love, love for you all to leave me a review and leave me 5 stars. It means so much to me. It means so much to the podcast. And I always hold space on my Instagram for anyone that wants to DM me feedback, questions, suggestions for a podcast episode at Jess Pennelly. But thank you. I'm going to take this moment to be grateful for all of you that are listening to the podcast. It's, as I've always said, it's my baby and it means so much to me, and I cannot thank you enough for your support. So I'm sending you lots of hugs, lots of kisses, and I will speak to you guys soon. Bye.